Hi, welcome to the Plum Club's podcast series. This installment, Clicks and Mortar, staying relevant in today's marketplace. You know, we live in a world where the only real constant is change, one in which only the most agile and innovative businesses will have the wherewithal to keep pace with shifting consumer demands. My goal in this next short period of time is to share some insights regarding shifting consumer behavior and to discuss some strategies that can help jewelers maintain their positions as market leaders. The world of luxury retail has been forever altered by 2020 events, largely because events have reshaped the perspective and expectations of the consumer. Evolution in consumer behavior that might have taken a generation under normal circumstances has been accelerated exponentially, to the degree that we're seeing generations worth of change and shifts happening in as short a time as just several months. Success demands that we find innovative ways to meet the consumer now where they are and going forward where they head as they evolve even further. My name is Kate Peterson, and I'm the president and CEO of Performance Concepts, Inc. It's a company that's dedicated to providing innovative and effective consultation. We cover areas of organizational design, development, communications, retail operations, human resource management, sales, consumer behavior, training, and education focused on the needs of luxury industries. As a company, we've been around for more than 20 years, but my tenure in fine jewelry industry covers about twice that time. I've lived in about every aspect of retail and currently work with clients worldwide on strategies to develop and grow their businesses. I'm really happy to be with you today, and I hope that the next few minutes or short period of time will give you some insights and some strategies that can help you move forward in our ever-changing world. Now, we know that in today's luxury market, today's diamond and fine jewelry market, what used to be good enough is simply not good enough anymore. I'm going to talk about several ongoing shifts in consumer behavior that retailers should consider when planning strategies for business growth, and about how to best approach these shifts as opportunities rather than as obstacles. Three particular areas that I think require a good amount of attention. First and foremost, consumers right now today are even more informed, more concerned, and more demanding than ever before. Secondly, omnichannel availability for these consumers is essential. It's no longer optional. And third, I want to talk about what we're going to call shop streaming, virtual engagement with customers, which is now a critical part of the selling process. First, let's talk about our consumer and their level of information. Consumers are, in fact, even more informed, more concerned, and more demanding than ever before. You know, this has been going on for some time, and we've been talking about this more informed consumer ever since the dawn of the internet, but things are just a little different now. Necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention. And when forced into crisis situation in which the cyber world was, in many cases, their only connection to the real world, vast numbers of consumers, particularly those in our most active demographic, mastered wide-ranging research and connectivity skills. With additional time on their hands, many learned the value of in-depth research, creating a permanent shift in what we're going to call the information balance. So back in the day, as we like to say, those of us who have been around forever, there used to be what was known as information asymmetry in many, many elements of retail, not just fine jewelry, but any element in which the item that was being considered for purchase was more technical, more blind, as we used to call it. This information asymmetry required that sellers had more information than buyers. So we forced buyers, in many cases, to operate on faith and just essential gut feeling. This gave rise to the old saying, caveat emptor, buyer beware, where buyers were literally at the mercy of sellers for accuracy, honesty, integrity, and just knowing that what they were getting was a good value. Over the past decade or so, many buyers have taken the initiative within the confines of their own time and effort to educate themselves about our product in particular, creating more of an information balance in transactions that put a great deal of pressure on us as sellers to be more transparent and more professional in our businesses. Now, with significant increases in available information and newly honed research skills, consumers have, in many cases, pushed that balance even further, to the point of imbalance again, but in the opposite direction. Today's buyer can very easily and very quickly find out which other sellers are offering a comparable, if not the same, product and at what price. And the comments or feedback of other customers, they get to see very easily the people who have had dealings with that particular seller and that particular product. Again, those reviews, those comments, that feedback become the most reliable source of information for many diamond consumers, fine jewelry consumers today. Furthermore, if the buyer believes that he or she has been treated poorly or unethically, they're going to use those social networks to tell hundreds or even thousands of their friends about their experience. So the new thought, as opposed to caveat emptor, is now caveat venditor. Seller beware. We have to be on top of our game at all times because this demanding consumer is requiring that we deliver at every level, at the brand promise, that we deliver at every level of our ability to ensure their complete satisfaction with what they're getting and transparency with how the product has come to market. You know, in terms of actions and what you as a retailer need to know, it is absolutely essential in today's marketplace to ensure that every staff member, anyone who represents your business to the public, is trained at the highest level, both in product knowledge, including all of the relevant peripheral details, and high-level professionalism. Training must be an ongoing, organic part of your business, day to day. There's no such thing as the 20-year veteran who knows all they need to know, because everything they know could become far less relevant day-to-day with the changing consumer. It has to be an organic part of your business if you hope to keep your employees at the leading edge of your market. In terms of service, please also keep in mind that as well that in 2020, most consumers had the experience of learning about service expectations from businesses who were vying for their loyalty as a means of survival. If there were 10 restaurants within a neighborhood, each one of those 10 and it had to figure out how to deliver an experience that was relevant enough to the consumer and superior to all the rest to make that consumer choose their services over all the others. That level of service, that above and beyond, changed the way consumers looked at service. They learned that what above and beyond and the extra mile really look like. If you want to thrive, you've got to keep up. Service standards and brand promise should be evolving constantly based on careful observation and innovation. Who are you? What can you do better than anyone else? And how can you get that message across to the consumer? There really isn't an alternative at this point. The demands have become commonplace for superior service above and beyond anything that we might normally have thought of before. The second category to consider is omnichannel availability. It is now essential, not optional. It's not okay to just have an open front door that people wander into. You have to be available for your consumer on their terms when they're ready. For many of the reasons already stated, being widely available to consumers on their terms is no longer a nice-to-have add-on to your business. E-commerce capability via any combination of social media and website is essential to survival in the 2020 and beyond marketplace. In terms of actions, there's a lot that you can do. There are a wide variety of companies available to help you if you're not already e-commerce enabled, and if you are, to help you grow that part of your business. Being accessible, first and foremost, via phone, email, text, and direct messaging is the basis for effective client development and management going forward. It presents a whole range of challenges for a lot of retailers, not the least of which is, in our own industry, you know, there are a lot of people hanging around that have been around for many, many, many years, and up until now, it's been okay to let them skate by with, I'm not all that good on the computer, or I would prefer to call rather than email, and I certainly don't know how to text, and to try to let that go and let younger people, quote unquote, take care of it. The fact is, you can't afford to do that anymore. It's a matter of training and it's a matter of survival. It's a matter of getting everyone to a point where they can be minimally functional at the very least, using certain elements of technology to communicate with customers. It's got to be communicating with customers on their terms. You know, asking every consumer at every opportunity, what is the best way to stay in touch with you? If you have a good quality website, which by the way is absolutely essential, and for my purposes right now, I'm just assuming that any quality retailer at this point in our evolution in our history has at least a quality website. With that quality website, do you have live chat and interaction? Zendesk, Podium, there's a variety of companies, again, that allow you to have someone stationed on that website. We used to have conversations all the time about, you know, what do you do with people during downtime when the store is open and you have three or four people on and the customers aren't in the store? Well, we talk a lot about client follow-up and client management, but in terms of strategies, how you do that, in addition to just keeping up with lists, even more important at this point is to have someone on and in shifts, have people in shifts stationed on what monitoring your website, monitoring your social media leads, following up with customers, offering that live chat from a real professional, not somebody who may or may not know what they're talking about. Be involved with what your customers are doing on your website so that you can maximize the investment you're making in promoting yourself via the web. Quality social media monitoring is a minimum standard for ensuring client engagement as well. Lots of companies think that yeah, we do really well. We have X number of Facebook followers. We have X number of Instagram followers. That's terrific. But if somebody is not active in monitoring what people are saying and engaging with customers on that social media, it stops being a valuable investment and starts being, quite frankly, a waste of time. Utilizing employee time has changed. It used to be that if you had three or four people on staff, they were cleaning jewelry, cleaning case tops, and waiting for the next customer to come in. And that's just no longer functional. It's no longer a good way to utilize your payroll investment. Think about staffing in a way that says, perhaps two people are watching, working on the floor today. One person is monitoring website traffic, and one is engaged with social media clients or following up with their own clients, making sure that every customer is engaged and re-engaged on a regular basis, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, thank yous, any way that you can reach out in a relevant conversation. Now let's talk for a bit about shop streaming, because like it or not, virtual engagement with customers is now a critical part of the selling process. If you think about it, video chat used to be an almost novelty, reserved for executives dealing with overseas clients, deployed military connecting with family, and the occasional grandparents staying in touch with their growing grandchildren several states away. Today, many business owners have come to rely on webinars to take advantage of professional education opportunities, virtual staff meetings as a way to keep entire teams engaged, even virtual trade shows taking the place of travel to in-person events. Most of us, definitely most people between the ages of 15 and 40, have learned to appreciate the value of everything from virtual movie or game nights to house party happy hours and Zoom birthday parties. For quite some time now, many in the brick-and-mortar retail industry have been living with the fear that online shopping would continue to expand, eventually taking over the market. What we're seeing now, however, is really quite interesting. It seems that after an extended period of forced reliance on online providers for their shopping needs, consumers across all demographics are back to seeking the level of satisfaction that only an in-person buying experience can deliver. The interesting part, though, is that they have, on many levels, developed a real appreciation for convenience and for control of the process. Many, some say most, are choosing to do business with sellers who are best able to engage them digitally prior to their visit. Think of it as shopping with a purpose. Instead of the just-looking visit that we've all been used to for so many years, expectations are moving more toward an interest in browsing from the comfort of home before they come to the store, setting up the in-store visit as a final step in the buying process. We've lived in a time-stressed world for some time now, and for many consumers, for a whole variety of reasons, efficiency really does count. Today, using technology to set the stage for your face-to-face meeting, or even as the human element in your e-commerce experience, is a key step to growth. With customers more comfortable than ever with video conferencing, Zoom, FaceTime, etc., and with everyone's time at a premium, the virtual appointment is a major key to retail renaissance. So, in terms of action, what can you do, what should you do now? The important thing, I think, is to act now to provide the tools and training to bring your entire team into the virtual selling world. In terms of tools, Upgraded Wi-Fi capability in your store is a must, as are good quality tablets for sales professionals. If you're not already equipped to create exceptional product images and videos for your website, now's the time to do that. What you don't need is a sound stage in the store. You don't need a soundproof room and the ability to create a pristine environment. That's really not what this customer is looking for in a virtual visit. The customer is looking for reality. They want to feel like they're right there in your store. They want to feel like you're talking to them as you would if they were on the other side of your counter. So don't worry so much about staging, worry more about quality of equipment, quality of images, and training for the people who need to do the job. In terms of training, the most important thing to consider, I think, on the tech side is that every sales professional should be very well versed in the operation of their platform of choice. They'll need to learn how to set up a call with a customer, how to send an invite or a link to start the meeting, how to actually start the meeting when the time comes, how to manage things like mute and unmute and their camera and sharing their screens so that they can visit websites with the customer, your website or others that the customer has seen. Practical skills like using light, voice modulation, making eye contact with the customer through the screen, and use of the camera for showing merchandise are all very important as well. Even seemingly little things like knowing to wear solid colors on days when you're going to be video conferencing to avoid a lot of distraction and unnecessary confusion for customers, managing movement while you're on screen, these things merit discussion as well. Significant, I think, are minor adjustments to selling skills. It's things like learning to describe an item in more sensory terms. For example, talking about how a ring feels on your hand, because that's a sense that a customer can't get. They can see the ring, they can look at the color, in most cases the accuracy of the camera matters, but they can still see all those things. What you can talk about is how that ring feels, and that's a sensory experience that they have to get through description. All of those things will help associates bring the customer more fully into the experience. All in all, putting the time, effort, and resources into adding or upgrading your virtual capability is among the very best investments you can make in your business right now. Consider Chinese jewelry retail chain Ideal. In early 2020, when the chain was forced to close along with the rest of retail throughout China, management took a rather unusual action. They decided to temporarily replace their physical presence with a virtual one. They identified their top-selling people across the company and contracted with a team of professionals tasked with turning their in-store salespeople into live stream hosts. Think home shopping network, only with a very important interactive component. The net result was that while many other companies were out of business and some were limited to their e-commerce channel, Ideal stayed in the game through the duration, minimizing their losses and keeping their customers engaged and happy. They reopened with record sales. Thinking in terms of the overall picture, the world and the consumer continue to evolve before our very eyes. Staying at the top of the market will require remarkable agility and a real commitment to responsiveness, along with a willingness to let go of the way we've always done it as a standard of business. Understanding the drive of today's service, information, and convenience-savvy consumer, and looking for brand-appropriate innovation that'll help you exceed their expectations now, will keep you in the forefront of your local market today and will keep your business positioned for ongoing adaptation and growth as our consumer continues to evolve. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a wonderful day.